a very merry cigar cast, miss. It's me, your favorite bar owner, Cigar Man Claus. Cigar Claus, you know, Santa. I got a better jacket than Santa, though. And better, arguably better Santa hat than Santa, because I have Yoda ears. And, you know, we all love Baby Yoda, right? I mean, if you had to rank babies, I don't like babies much. But if I had to rank babies, it would go like Jesus in the manger and then Baby Yoda in his little floating car. You know, it's close. It's close. But Jesus died for our sins and, you know, and that's why we're here today. It's a very special cigar cast today. That's kind of the Festivus cast. It's a call-in show. We're having some live guests. I've got one queued up right now. We're going to welcome a guy that, I got to tell you, literally the worst fantasy football owner I've ever seen. I mean, this guy was terrible. I gave him players to try to help him because I'm so generous. Because I'm the cigar clause. I'm so generous. I tried to help this man.
I gave you D-Hop. We're not going to say it like that.
Yeah, but I gave you like four guys to fix your team, and then he still went on.
You gave me four busts.
0-14. You went 0-13. You were terrible. So we've got our friend Vinny. Yeah, Vinny here. So Vinny, what went wrong, man?
I'd say the bottomless golden hammers. The bottomless golden hammers at the draft did me wrong.
Okay, so you want to blame our alcohol? Because
no,
I didn't.
I'm not blaming your alcohol. I'm blaming my consumption of your alcohol.
Okay, you drank too much.
Yeah, drafted Kirk Cousins. Okay. Bad.
Okay.
And yeah. I've never played fantasy football before this year, so that's part of it.
Wait, this was your first time?
Mm-hmm.
We took your fantasy football virginity, and then you went 0-13.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
Yeah, I'm not doing it again.
All right, so what do you want to air some grievances?
Oh, I don't really have any grievances with you. Festivus already passed. That was yesterday. I'm not supposed to air grievances today.
Well, I mean, but the show's on – the Festivus is on, you know, we didn't film the show yesterday, so we're filming it today. So you did the bottomless golden hammers. Is it not like the best in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best ones I've had. Well, the ones my dad made for my tailgate one time were probably, they tasted better, but yours is the better deal.
Yeah, but he didn't sell those.
No.
Yeah. That's why
I can't get those every weekend.
Mm-mm. No. And that's why I am your favorite bar owner, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, you're on the show. You don't have to say yeah. But, I mean.
Oh, I'd say yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what we like. You know, we love that. So you're home with family. You're coming back to school, right? Do you even come back to school? I don't even know. Do you all have classes next semester?
I got in-person classes.
In-person. Oh, cool. So we might actually have students next semester.
Yeah.
That would be something. That would be something. So you're like, you're going home, you're home now?
Well, yeah, right now I'm at my uncle's place in Maryland, but yeah, I'm home.
You got snow up there?
The winter. Yeah, we got a couple inches the other week, last week.
My wife got a couple inches the other night, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. One or two, right?
If she was lucky. Yeah, Mrs. Claus over here. Mrs. Claus, so you got your award coming. Okay. All right, here's your award. Are you ready? You got an R&R award. Okay, I went a little different route. Okay. Yeah. I've been inspired by your kind of like ABC diss, right? You know,
sure.
You make your puns, right?
The ABC this, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. Now I have to thank you for making this where I have to, you know, age restricted on YouTube. So, you know, he gave the finger. So appreciate that.
Hey, you can put the blur on it. That's fine.
I don't know how to blur it. Okay. I'm a boomer. I don't know what I'm doing.
YouTube will do it for you.
Most likely to turn a group project into a sex joke, because I was remembering you were talking about your PLCs, and you said I've got a pre. Okay. Yeah, you can look it up on Twitter on Vinny's.
Oh, that's been deleted.
Yeah, well, screenshots are forever. I still got it. Maybe I'll post the screenshot with the award when I post all the awards later.
All right. Well, I expect my trophy when I get back in town.
Your trophy? Oh. Okay. So Vinny finishes last in the fantasy football league, right? Okay. So when you finish last, you get punished. That's a punishment.
Yeah.
So for the fantasy football because he finished 0-13, Vinny has to dress up in a cigar costume.
Kind of like the guy.
The progressive. Yeah, the guy with the progressive sign. He flips it.
I'm advertising for you.
Ask me about my wiener.
Yeah. I'm working the corner for you.
Yes. Yeah. So Vinny's got to stand out there on the corner of McFarland and Watermelon by our new location in Northport, and he's got to wear a cigar.
No. The deal was on the Lurleen corner.
Yeah. So Vinny's got to stand there, and he's going to be wearing a cigar costume. Now, the cigar costume kind of looks like a penis. So
that's okay. I kind of look like a penis, so we're all good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cigar is a phallic symbol. I'm with you. But so he's going to be out there. We're going to probably live stream it a little bit when he does it. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time. And Vinny, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Well,
and
Johnny said he's tailgating that while I'm on the corner. So if anybody wants to go tailgate it with him, feel free. Just bring booze.
Yeah, and probably some heaters. It'll probably be cold.
I can deal with the cold.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas, and you won the R&R swag pack. So when you get back in town, you did. You're gonna get some swag when you get back to town. Awesome. So thanks for coming on, and we'll see you when you get back. All right, pal.
Yeah, see you, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. All right, so here we go. All right, so this is what everybody has been waiting for: the R&R Annual Awards. It's a big deal. You can win a lot of awards in your life. I've won my fair share. We don't need to go into it, but it's a long list. It's pretty long. And so, but I never won an R&R award. Maybe this year I will win an R&R award. You think I can win an R&R award this year? Boom, boom.
I was not on the award committee selection.
Pain. Well, we'll find out in a minute if I win an R&R award. Okay. So without further ado. Okay. The first award, I feel bad doing this one, but I have to do it because it's my wife. And so my wife comes first. Then's the rules. Happy wife, happy life. Sometimes, unless it makes you happier, then it's happy Reagan. So, for the first award to Leslie is the R&R Person of the Year. Okay, she was the frontline worker at R&R.
Frontline
worker. Isn't that what they're called? Yeah, she was essential. Yeah, she was very essential. Also, Leslie, most likely to do something and then say, "What did I do?" Also, most likely to flake out and then say, "Oh, geez, I didn't realize you wanted to do that."
That's kind of a long award name.
Well, but you know what? It is what it is. That on it, I don't know. We'll do it. Small print. Okay. Devin, the mixologist of the year. I think that one's pretty safe. Danny, you guys know Danny. Danny gets the Billy Ray Cyrus mullet of the year. Tyler, you guys know Tyler. Yep. Tyler gets the least fucks given. That's Tyler's award. And then here we got one right here. my friend, my pal.
It's actually really hard for me to hear you right now. Let me see if I can figure out why that is.
Oh, no. Dun, dun, dun. Well, this is my friend Cassie.
I might have to take out my nice mic to be able to hear you. Let's see.
Oh, no. We're having technical difficulties.
There we go. I got you now.
All right. Well, here we are. And it's not, yeah. All right. So, and then as I'm doing my awards, I'm joined by Cassie Fambro from Fox WBRC. Right? That's right.
Yeah, you got it.
Did I screw it up? No, I didn't screw that up. It's been a day.
Most likely.
It's from WBRC. Reagan, most likely to get the network affiliation wrong. Cassie, Jack Royer, and Steven Death Rage are all getting the R&R Journalist of the Year.
Oh, so, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you can put that on a mantle somewhere, you know?
I'll take it. Yeah. That's a line on LinkedIn. That'll get a lot of likes.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah, put it on your LinkedIn. I think that'd be great. We can make like a badge that you put on there that with like the mansion logo. And we could do something real nice to make it, you know, really pop on.
You need to have a graphic of Jack with a cigar on there.
Oh, that'd be great.
It has to be Jack's face too. I mean, it just got to be.
Yeah. I think Jack's face. I don't know. I mean, like, he says he hasn't dyed his hair. I don't know if he's dyed it or not, but we're not here to judge or question it, but because we love Jack. All right. So we were having an argument earlier on the Twitter.coms. Okay. So you're a big charcuterie fan.
I am, but very particular about what I actually like.
Okay. I don't get charcuterie at all. Like why not just go to the store and get Lunchables?
Okay, I'll never turn down a Lunchable ever.
Yeah, okay, but I didn't do Lunchable snacks, you know, when I was in like elementary school or college. But like why would I do it as a 30-ish year old male?
I like that little caveat there, that 30 pause-ish.
I didn't want to say how old I was because this is on Twitter, and then I don't want people to be mean to me and call me an old man, you know, because people on Twitter can get pretty, pretty mean.
That happened recently. My boyfriend's 32, and somebody literally said, "You're an old man," and I was like, "Wait, what?" So, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, they called me a boomer.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a boomer, right? We got Boom Boom over here, the actual boomer. But okay, so charcuterie.
Oh yeah. So I like prosciutto, and so anything you can put with prosciutto, whether it's bread or Clubhouse crackers, which I agree with you, are awesome. I just will eat a ton of it. So it doesn't even have to be all like the fancy charcuterie. The word is very hard for me to say. I hope I
charcuterie.
Never
have shark. It's like shark.
Ew. One of those boards.
Yeah, the board. Yeah. Cheese and
meat. I definitely love cheese. Like, do you like any fancy cheese? Have you tried fancy cheese?
Yeah, I do. I like cheese. I like, I love Gouda cheese. Obviously, I bleed red, white, and blue, so I love American cheese. You know, cheddar cheese is great. You know, I don't like Kraft singles, you know, but. That's cheese.
It's pasteurized cheese product.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheese product.
Okay. So Kraft Singles is out.
I mean, if I want like a traditional grilled cheese, it's got to be Kraft Singles, though.
Or burgers. I love Kraft cheese on burgers.
I agree. So you look like you're having a good time. What exactly is on your head?
Oh, this is my Yoda Santa hat.
I thought that was good. So
yeah, that's my Yoda ears.
Started watching The Mandalorian, which I know it's not Yoda. I know it's not really Baby Yoda, and he has a fancy name, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, Grogu. They call him Grogu now.
Yeah, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I'm super into it now. I literally just started a couple days ago. I'm completely later than everyone else, but awesome. Yeah.
It's a great show. You know, I've been watching Star Wars for, you know, 30-ish years. And, you know, I enjoy it. I think they do a great job. And they, like, because it's like you get the old, but you also get the cool stuff from the new. And then Baby Yoda, I mean, like, if you had a baby, okay, would you not want to have Baby Yoda as an actual baby?
Oh, 100%.
Like, I would rather have him than a actual human child.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I can hear somebody laughing in the back.
Yeah, that's Boom Boom. Boom Boom's laughing at all the jokes.
Boom Boom is right on. It's totally cute.
Yeah. I think so. Because I've seen kids, right? I've seen kids. I'm going to get into it a little bit later with Disney. We're gonna talk about Disney and all of their new park rules. And like, I've seen these kids, right? And I mean, they're awful. They're terrible, you know? And I don't know why DCH doesn't take these kids away from their parents, you know? But I think that they probably should sometimes. DCH. Yeah, DCH. It's Department of Children. That's the D. And then the CH is for children.
There you go.
Close enough.
Argue with that.
I think that's right. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Is it DCH? It's DCHS. Department of Children's Health Services. No?
Close. I think so.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So anyway, I've seen these kids and I've seen Baby Yoda in action where they're actually shooting at him and he's calm and he's cool and he's like, hey, can I just have some more, like, I just want some more chicky nug nugs, you know? Like, I wish I had kids like that. So you're, all right, so you're at WBRC.
Yeah.
In Birmingham. How do you get, like, did you always want to be, like, a journalist?
No, actually, I started out, I wanted to be a country singer who wrote a comic strip out of my traveling tour bus van. But that obviously did not work out. I am no Shania Twain. So I went to school for psychology, and then, you know, they don't actually let crazy people become psychologists. So I started writing for the local newspaper and fell in love with it. So I started with print and then worked my way up to being in TV. So I've been in TV for like 5 or 6 years now.
And you are like, and you have been, you do so many great stories. My favorite stories that you do are the ones about the mansion. I think those are the best. And I think those are probably the most compelling to people, you know. But you do real journalism, which is actually cool because, you know, in the age of fake news, you know, I don't consider you part of the fake news, you know. Other people.
The mansion is pretty cool. I was really glad to find you guys. And I think we've done 3 stories together now. It's been awesome. So I really appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And so you got the night shift tonight. You got big plans for Christmas tomorrow?
I am working day shift tomorrow. I volunteer. Oh. And this is kind of nice, kind of, I don't know, maybe a little bit sadistic, but I volunteer to work the holidays. I get double pay. But also, you know, I don't really have any kids yet. I don't have big family type thing that I usually do. So I kind of am totally cool with everybody who has those things going on to go and enjoy those days. So
look at you being selfless.
Yeah. I kind of, I've basically already done my story for tomorrow too. So it'll be a pretty easy day as long as nothing awful happens that we have to go cover. So fingers crossed, we have a peaceful Christmas in our viewing area.
Okay. So I got one more question.
Yeah.
Like, so I know you're a huge cat person. I'm a huge cat person. Like, for all of the cat lovers out there, because cats are superior to dogs. Like, I think, oh, there it is, right there.
There they are.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
There's Gotenks, and right next to him is Kinley. So.
Nice. Oh, what do you get cats for, like, Christmas? Do you get them toys? Do you get them treats?
So I'm going to just give them, like, half a can of tuna each. So they'll get tuna. And then, they get like little balls with like catnip in them and stuff that they'll play with. And they're just fun to watch because they're like, you know, high on catnip and jumping around, which is a ton of fun.
See, I've never given my cats catnip because I feel like I would be enabling, you know, I don't want them to become drug addicts, you know, and that's what I kind of feel like it is.
It's holidays only kind of thing, you know, just to let them be super crazy. But we went to, the last time I was in Tennessee, there was the store where they make handmade cat toys, and I was a sucker for it, like with all cat things, and got some. So they're enjoying those.
Nice. Well, yeah. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you're safe. I hope you and your boyfriend have a great time with all of your cats, and and your day shift. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for all you do, because you do a great job. You do a great job keeping the people of Birmingham and Tuscaloosa informed about what's actually going on over here. And it's nice and refreshing to get somebody that doesn't just buy into what everybody else is saying. And I appreciate that. You have the independent journalism thing going, and I think it's great.
Thank you so much. Have a merry, merry Christmas. And I'll definitely have to come watch The Bachelorette with Leslie at some point.
Oh, man, Leslie would love it if you came down. Yeah, they're real excited about it.
Well, good night. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming. So that was Cassie from WBRC, Fox 6. It's Fox 6 on your side, right? Fox 6 on your side. Cassie's on your side.
WBRC Fox.
It's not?
I don't think so.
All right, hold on. We're going to look it up. It's Fox 6. It's Fox 6. See, look at you, Boom Boom. You Boom Booming and trying to get me out of here, okay? All right. So here we go. We're going down some awards. Tyler was the least fucks given. The next one is the guy that's about to hop on the stream. It's a call-in show, so we're taking calls, okay? So, all right. Are you ready for your award?
Yeah, absolutely. Aiden. Let's hear
okay,
it.
Are you ready? Okay. We debated a few things.
Okay.
We debated a few of them, okay? All right, so you are the most likely to bounce through the ceiling when you walk. Because I don't know if I've ever seen you walking, Aiden, but like when you walk, you've got this like you're almost like a bunny hopping
okay.
from place to place. You're the Energizer bunny hopping. So you're that was your award. Okay.
I appreciate the distinguishment.
Yeah. You're a very distinct individual, pal. You're very different. And that's a good thing. So we like difference. We like diversity. We like all that stuff. That's what makes the mansion tick.
Absolutely. So, couldn't agree more.
So do you have any Festivus grievances you need to air? Not against me, because, you know, like, look, this is my show. So, you know, you can air it against other things, but not against me.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I think I got to air a festive grievance with Auburn, actually. You know, I was looking forward to some nice holiday entertainment, watching the debacle of a coaching search, and that just didn't happen. So I'm sorely disappointed.
So you like their hire? You don't think it's a debacle?
No. I think it is, but there wasn't enough drama to go along with it. There wasn't enough of a sideshow. It wasn't like watching, you know, the New York Jets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah. Or the Jags. I hope the Jags lose this weekend. All right. So you're a Redskins fan.
Yes.
Excuse me, Washington football team.
Right.
I don't want to. We got to be PC on this show.
Absolutely.
Apparently. So you like So your quarterback, he goes to a strip club.
Yeah.
Right. You got a cancer patient head coach.
Yeah.
Right. And your quarterback goes to a strip club. Like, were you mad?
Look, from the beginning, I haven't really thought Dwayne Haskins was the answer in the first place. You know, I in his professional career, all I've seen as a fan is him make one mistake after another. And I would honestly, you know, no offense to the guy or anything, I kind of hope this is his last straw in Washington. You know, I don't think he's the solution on the field, and he's a distraction off of it. But he's got a chance with someone else. I'd like to see what's next in D.C.
Well, what do you think is next? Do you want him to draft a quarterback this year?
I'd love to see him go after Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, okay.
Be aggressive. You know, I don't know how low. If we make the playoffs, we'll be later in the draft. If we miss him somehow, you know, maybe we'll pick early. But honestly, look what Pat Mahomes did after 1 year sitting behind Alex Smith. You know, I like Alex Smith as a starter next year with Mac Jones learning a little bit. That's what I would hope for.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Aiden.
Of course.
We're going to get back into it. We got a lot of rewards to go through. It's almost like a participation trophy of awards sometimes, you feel like.
Yeah.
But Congratulations and thank you for all of your help through 2020. And hope you and Tori have a safe and healthy Christmas. And I'll see you next week.
Appreciate that. Merry Christmas to yourself and thank you for every opportunity.
All right. So that was Aiden, the Energizer Bunny. All right. All right, here we go. It's a call-in show. You never know what you're going to get, but we've got the Simp King, Josh Klackler, the man. He's a hold on. We got Clack. We got the little guy, Josh Klackler. Yes, he is real, folks. You know, I heard people tell me when they first met Clack. They said, I didn't think he was a real person. So here he is. He's live. Are you at your generationally wealthy aunt's lake house?
No, I'm not. I'm at home in Dangerous Hoover right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. So are you ready for your award?
I think so.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. All right. So Clack's award. Here we go. The R&R Hype Man of the Year.
What?
Yeah, the R&R Hype Man of the Year. Nobody has hyped up the mansion on the Twitter.com like Josh Klackler has.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so, okay, but you also get a second award.
Oh, boy.
Okay, second award, most likely to pass out from being drunk on Truly.
Oh, my gosh.
Or perhaps hard coffee. Or fake alcohol. Could go either way. Red Stripe 2, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we did a thing where Clack got some fake alcohol and got pretty drunk. So I don't know how that happens, but it did. All right. So you have the Saints. Is it time for Drew Brees to retire?
I definitely think it is. You know, with all the injuries and stuff, I just think he's past his prime. And, you know, go back and look at the game Sunday against the Chiefs. He clearly doesn't have it anymore. And, you know, he's served his time in the NFL, but I think it's time to move on and get a quarterback this year in the draft. Hopefully a Mac Jones, but at this point I'll take any young quarterback that Sean Payton can develop. I would even take, you know, a trade for somebody like Dak Prescott at this point, just somebody that Sean Payton can develop in his system and get back to the Super Bowl.
So you're on this podcast saying Dak Prescott's not developed?
Not as much as he can be.
Okay.
I think if he had better coaching, I mean, look who he's been under. Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy, neither one of them have a very good track record with quarterbacks. I mean, Mike McCarthy couldn't win with Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, if he had coaching, he could be a lot better.
All right, hold on. We're going to pull this up. I'm curious here. He says Dak Prescott not developed as a passer. Okay, we're here. We're live. We have this. We have it written down. Okay, it's in the...
I don't mean he's not quite developed as a passer. I mean, he could be a lot better than he is now if he had coaching.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. All right. So the man threw for 4,900 yards last year and 30 touchdowns while adding, I think, I don't know, where's the rushing? Another 277 on the ground. Tony asked, what is R&R smoking? I want to know what Clack's smoking tonight, saying Dak Prescott's not developed.
I don't think he's developed. See, I don't mean he's not, quote, developed. I mean, he's not as developed as he can be.
Okay. So you think Sean Payton would get him turned around?
I think he would make him even better than he is now. Yes, I do.
Okay. So you got a new girlfriend, I heard.
No, not true at all.
I heard you had a new girlfriend, Clack.
No, not true.
Okay. So, like, is there a proposal about to happen? I know you guys are watching.
This is not true at all.
The other night. Okay, it's not true. Officially, finally.
I'm single. Single. That's the final word.
Lady, he is single. The man is single and ready to mingle. And I hear the man is fantastic. He's a nice guy. If you're single and you're watching this and you're a woman, hit him up. It's like at Josh Klackler. Should change it to little guy or something, you know, really easy to remember. Okay. So it's Festivus. All right. Do you have any grievances you need to air out? I mean, you talk a lot about, you know, I hear you talk a lot about things, you know, are there any grievances you got need to get off your chest, pal?
You know what? I don't think so. I'll probably think of something after the show, but I don't think so.
Nothing.
Okay, maybe I do have one.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know, I know we're in the age of Rona and things are a lot different, but can we not have more fans at these playoff games? I mean, as someone who goes to a lot of Alabama games, like, I'm all for being safe and, you know, stopping the spread.
Yeah.
But 3,000 in New Orleans, which I'm glad Alabama's not going to New Orleans. I'm not a fan of the Superdome. As a Saints fan, that pains me to say, I'm not a fan of the Superdome. Much rather play in the Cowboys Stadium. But, I mean, I just feel like at this point we could have a lot more in the stands safely than we do at this point. I mean, come on. This is college football playoff. We can do this safely. Let's make this fun. Let's enjoy football in the stadium. I mean,
so your grievance is against Greg Byrne right now?
No. Not Greg Byrne. Against specifically the college football playoff or whoever is deciding how many can be in the stadium. It's not anything to do with Greg Byrne. It's not on campus, so it's nothing to do with Greg Byrne. I'm just talking about like in the stadiums for these games.
Okay. Okay, I got it. All right, what else we got? We other grievances?
I don't think so. Not at this point. I don't think so.
What? That was a good one. Yeah, I agree. I don't understand. What I don't understand is how they can't maximize that stadium to allow more than 16,000 people.
I mean, the vaccine is out. You're selling
it in seats of four, right? If you got to sell it in seats of four.
Two or four. Two or four. Like when you, for all Alabama games, you had to buy at least two tickets. And if you look on Ticketmaster or StubHub for ticket, like I at one point I thought about going to Dallas, but this one I'm like, I'd rather just watch the Mansion. I mean, what other place to watch a sporting event in the Mansion? But
yeah. Well, we have an 86-inch TV.
That's true. Yeah. But I mean, like you have to buy everything in two or four.
Yeah.
And that gets expensive. Like I'm just one person, so it's, you know, buying a ticket's not usually that hard, but when you have to buy two tickets, that gets up there. And it's just like, that's kind of
another. But you are generationally wealthy, Clack. I mean like
you don't make money.
Clack has the funniest take of the year, I think I've heard, is we're sitting here one day and Clack goes, and we go, yeah, Clack, what's it like to be generationally wealthy with a trust fund? And then Clack goes, well, doesn't everybody have a trust fund? And I wish that would be great.
Reagan, but, add something to something you said that you just said a minute ago, though.
Sure. Add.
You said, I'm something about being generationally wealthy, whatever. But I mean, you don't make money by just spending money haphazardly. I mean, you make money by saving money. So, yeah. I mean, why spend money on two tickets? I mean, yeah. Like, you don't make money by.
How's it going, pals?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so here we go. All right. So this is a special segment. This is a special part of the Cigar Cast. We have
going on with the audio. I can't hear y'all.
That's cutting in and out.
All right. So we've got Simp King, the Simp King himself, Josh Clackler, and then the Simp runner-up, Anthony. Okay. So Tony also got an award here. So we gave Clack his two. Okay. And then so here we go. Anthony, for your award, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So Tony gets the R&R award for out-diabetesing people. Most likely to get in a diabetes contest with another person and try to out-diabetes each other. Like he, so like you remember when he got really drunk off that non-alcoholic whiskey at the anniversary party in January? And it was really strong, right? Oh, this is really strong. And we had to add Coke to his he logged off. He said, that's enough. So Tony quit. That's sad. Yeah, he left. He rage quit. Oh, he disconnected. Oh, man, I thought you rage quit like it was Madden or something.
No, my audio keeps messing up, and I don't know.
Okay. All right. So Tony gets the out diabetes. So him and this other guy, they were here. And Tony and them start like, they start talking about their diabetes, the diabetes. And Tony's like, well, do you have this? And the other guy's like, well, no, but do you have this? And Tony's like, well, no, but mine does this. And they start going off about who's got it worse off. And I think
you forget, Reagan. I think you forget how much champagne I was drinking before the non-alcoholic bourbon that you brought out.
I'm glad that you can at least admit now that it was non-alcoholic
bourbon. Oh, I know it was non-alcoholic because I remember you insisted on making me a drink and you were going back in the kitchen and you insisted on making me a drink. And I knew you were about to fuck with me somehow, but I did.
I'm sorry for the language. We have a lot of children listeners on the show. And I apologize to anybody that might have offended. This is a Christian show.
Oh, we're Christians tonight?
Yeah, we're a Christian show. This is okay. It's Jesus' birthday.
It is Jesus' birthday.
And Jesus' birthday is in another 4.5 hours. So we're celebrating the birth of Christ tonight. And here you are. You come on the show and you drop F-bombs.
Well, you know, I was raised in a barn, Reagan. You know this.
So was Leslie.
Oh, pain.
Hey, so was Jesus, pal. Jesus was born in a manger.
He was literally born in a barn, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was. And you didn't hear Jesus using this foul language, did you?
I wasn't around then, but I've heard things of him using proper language.
Yeah. All right, so Tony, so it's Festivus. All right, so we've got you two. It's you versus Clack. You beat him he beat you in the simp bracket, and then you beat him in fantasy football.
Correct. Okay.
So like round three, I think that I have
drink the perfect off round three.
I know what it is. All right. Round three. Are you ready? This is a great idea. I have great ideas. The ideas have been brewing and I have it. All right. So round three. Okay. A drinking contest between you two of non-alcoholic whiskeys to see who gets drunk first.
Oh my God. Let's do it.
I hate that idea.
Yeah, but you won't know. You won't know. Oh,
so it's going to be like anonymous. So like you might give me actual whiskey or non-alcohol. Or
yeah,
non-alcohol.
Exactly. You don't know which one's going to be whiskey, which one's going to be real and which one's going to be fake. And then you're going to have to guess whether it's real or fake.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Okay.
I can probably tell you that pretty quickly.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a good one. All right, so Tony, you have any grievances you need to air?
Just in general or with y'all too?
No, just in general.
Just in general?
You know, I mean, if Michelle was here, I bet there's, you know, the friend zone grievance.
If I was in here, I would air out all my grievances to her, but she's not in here. So, no, I mean, 2020 is almost over, so I really shouldn't have many grievances to air out. It's finally, we're finally getting the new year. Vaccine's coming through, and we're about to get off all this quarantine crap, hopefully. So, no, I don't have any. I mean, I have grievances with Clag, but that's just because has the worst takes of humanly possible, and I don't think he knows how to fix it. But, my only grievances are Clack's horrendous takes.
What is your least favorite Clack take that he's taked?
His John Calipari take was probably his worst. It was that one just.
Okay, so for people that don't do the Twitters, the bird apps, you know, what was his Calipari take?
So this was after I think Kentucky lost to Georgia Tech. Clack decides to tweet out on the Twitters. Kentucky needs to move on from John Calipari. Good recruiter. But he doesn't get the results. That is verbatim what he said.
Clack, would you like to respond?
I don't know if I have a response at this point. I mean, I think Kentucky could potentially, in a way, do better. I mean, look at the start you had this year. Look at the way he's, especially the last 3 and 4 years, has fell off in the tournament. And look at what he said in his press conference today. I didn't read the whole.
They're in the tournament, Clack. Is that not good enough?
And I mean, lost. Could do better. I think they could do better.
Mm. I think better than Brian Calipari, who's won
three coaches out there. I think there's two or three coaches out there that they could get that would win them a national championship.
What three?
They're not going to win a national championship, another championship under John Calipari.
Okay, book it. Christmas Eve 2020, Clack said they weren't winning another national championship with John Calipari. Okay. All right, so Tony. All right, so I got to ask you about this. What is with this? So you posted your Christmas things, you're ready for Christmas, and you're like the black sheep stocking at your house. What is with that?
I spend, funny enough, I spend my Christmases up here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Ah, and, that's why you like John Calipari so much.
Well, I'm around all – trust me, Kentucky fans do not feel the same way you feel, Clack. So you're alone in that scenario. But, yeah, I spend my Christmases up here in Lexington, Kentucky with my aunts, my dad, my grandmother, and my four cousins. And right when we started this, my aunt had specially made stockings for her four kids. And then they realized, oh, crap, we don't have a stocking for me. We don't have a stocking for Tony. And so they pulled like the dollar store and grabbed a dollar stocking out of there and just Sharpied the name Anthony in it. And that's been my stocking for the past 20 years.
So you were forgotten by the family. That's
I was forgotten about the family. And it's not even, if you look at it, it's faced the wrong way. Like all.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. That's sad.
Yes.
That's sad. I might have to put a stocking up here at the mansion for you.
Aw.
Might have to. I am a nice guy. Everybody says Cigar Man bad, you know, they want to say Cigar Man bad so many times, but I mean, name somebody that does more for everybody. And you can't, because I
can't think of one.
You just can't. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
For you for what, 6 months, and I never had a boss that would do more for his employees than you.
Yeah, I mean, really, literally. Okay, so all right, do you have any other grievances you need to air tonight on this special Christmas show?
I think I'm all grievanced out.
Yeah. Okay. Clack,
you got any grievances?
Clack, do you have any other ones? Have you thought about it?
I think so. I think I'm good. I'm good.
You're good. No more?
No more.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Okay, you guys want to just stay on for this awards thing? Let's get some live reactions because I like this. I like the vibe. I like this energy. Okay, so all right, we did Tony, we did Clack. Okay, to Michelle, Clack's co-host, and the love of Tony's life that, you know, probably will never happen, but keeps the dream alive, pal. Spain. You just gotta reach out for your dreams, buddy. Michelle is the new pal of the year. I think that's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Meg is our nurse of the year.
Can I take a moment and say she literally witnessed a wreck while we were eating lunch and she runs to the wreck.
Yeah, she did. Well, yeah. That, yeah. Like that Meg gets that award for a multitude of reasons. You know, I was having something going on and she gave me a checkup. And you know, it was kind of, you know, it was embarrassing. But you know, she went right into it. But when we were at Ale House, there was literally a car accident that happened on McFarland, and Meg, her food's like there. And while all of us are like just gawking and staring and like, oh shit, there's a car accident over there. Meg just is like, oh my goodness, somebody could be hurt. And then she just ran, you know, just to go check on them. And
well, it was funny because we were all
nursing things.
It was funny because we were all staring at the wreck and we're not even paying attention. And then we can start looking around and then Danny goes, where's Meg? And then all of a sudden we look back over there and she's like already there helping on the lady.
Yeah. That
looked hurt.
That was great. All right. So this one, a new couple. See, Tony, if Graham can do it, you can do it too, pal. All right. So Graham gets the comeback player of the year this year for outkicking his coverage with Courtney. Very, very proud of him. Very proud of him. And she's awesome. I love Courtney. And Courtney gets the R&R cigar band for valor for bravery in beating cancer's ass. So, Courtney, we are so proud of you and we are so happy for you. To be cancer free, and we wish you all the best in your recovery, and you're an inspiration to all of us. All right. Andrew Terry, This one was pretty easy. The Jinx Artist Award. The man could jinx. I mean, I don't know anybody that's ever cursed anything the way that Andrew Terry has cursed anything. Because it's like, if Andrew Terry thinks it's going to happen, just bet the opposite, man. The guy is a jinx. He's a great dude, but he's a jinx.
He's a big jinx.
The Burger Man, most likely to get ratioed for his awful food opinions.
Oh.
Yeah, that was tough.
Oh, he's not like that one.
Yeah, well, you know what? He should have better taste buds. The guy should get tested for coronavirus because there's no way that his taste buds work. Okay. Like, true. I'm just going to say, yeah.
He had coronavirus before coronavirus.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Southern Ale House gets the R&R Michigan 5-star restaurant rating. Michigan? Yeah, the Michigan 5-star. Yeah. Yeah.
There aren't any restaurants open in Michigan.
No, but you know they have that rating system for restaurants, the Michigan ratings.
Yeah, the Michigan.
Yeah. And yeah, but this is the R&R Michigan and it's 5 stars. The Michigan ratings only go up to 3. The R&R Michigans go to 5. So, all right. So they get the 5-star Michigan rating. Jeff Ruby, the R&R Lifetime Achievement Award for Best Restaurateur.
Nope. Not even.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Notice Kentucky guy. And the guy freaking won the Kentucky Derby. Amazing. Okay. Ray Schmore, most likely to die from smoking a cigar. Because of her gluten allergy.
I need a story behind this. Is there
okay? So Raish is the queen of the like weirdest DMs that I've ever gotten. So like she DM'd me something last year. I don't even remember, but I need to look. But so before the Tennessee game this year, I get a DM and she goes, "Do any of your cigars have gluten in it?" And I'm like, "Why would the cigar?" Why would a cigar have gluten? And I'm like, it's all natural. Like it's tobacco. And she goes, no, for like the glue. So apparently she has like some really high gluten allergy thing. So like the cigar glue could. Yeah, I guess glue and gluten. She puts they put gluten in the glue. Yeah. Okay. So I had to go check about like gluten in the cigar glue and to check, but we got it taken care of. She got to have her victory cigar. All right, let's keep going.
I've heard of him.
AJ Spur. You guys probably know him.
I know AJ.
He gets the R&R award for being the most likely to give his life in defense of Tua. and then going on a similar trajectory, we're going to go Karina Sophia. She gets the most likely to give her life in defense of Jalen Hurts. So if it came down to it, I don't know which one of those two I would take in an argument with each other because it would just be awful.
Known to attack Viola hater Reagan.
Because here's the thing. They're both wrong because Mac Jones is better than Tua and Jalen combined. And I would take Mac Jones over Tua. I'd take Mac Jones over Jalen. And I have no problem saying that on my show. Or so anybody show that's listening.
Let me ask you this. If you're starting an NFL franchise today,
Mac Jones
over Jalen?
Mac Jones. Actually, I'd take Jameis Winston over both of them.
Okay.
I'd take Jameis over all of them.
I'm not talking about Florida State quarterbacks here.
Okay. I'm taking Jameis over all of them. And it goes Jameis, Mac Jones, Jalen, and then Tua. Yeah, that's where we're at. Okay. Roger Hoover and Trevor Relaford get an award for making Alabama hoops fun to listen to again because we don't have to listen to the boomer Eli Gold. Rocky Dale Davis, I don't know if y'all know him. He's a funny guy. He's a comedian, they say. Anyway, he went to Mexico to get some teeth surgery done. So Rocky Dale Davis gets the most likely to get abducted by a Mexican cartel. Okay. Tide 100.9, the R&R Profit Award for spreading the good news of R&R. Perkins and Luke, most likely to start a bar fight over trivia. Trinidad Miller, most likely to be mistaken for a celebrity. Kristen Sabin gets the R&R Butkus Defender of the Year Award for her defense of noted, not really good Fleetwood Mac song Tusk. But she defended that one forever. So she gets the Butkus Defender of the Year.
Unpopular opinion, I've never had a problem with Tusk.
Okay. It's never. Terrible. It's awful.
That bad. Don't make it out.
Tusk. That's how it goes. Okay. Heat Pizza. Best pizza in Tuscaloosa. Gary Lloyd. Great guy. Great journal guy. Journo. Safest person I can DM with hot takes. Bill Galloway, noted Bill Galloway podcaster on the WVUA, does sports. Most likely to get mistaken for the kid in Harry Potter that takes pictures. I don't remember if you remember Harry Potter. In the second one, the guy, the little kid that gets petrified, he takes the pictures. They looks just like Bill Galloway. Chad Weisling, sports agent of the year. Shank Taylor. Largest army on Twitter, I swear. Like, nobody can ruin your mentions faster than Shank Taylor's army. It's bad. It's scary. Like, if I ever need help, I'm calling Shank.
Oh, he's a
TJ Pittenger, producer of the year, troll of the year, and most likely to trigger the entire college football fan base sports. LG Lane, the German guy. Most likely to get too drunk and buy everything at the mansion. Alex Brem, he gets the We Get It, You're From Texas award. Stingray, who's on here in the comment section right now. Stingray, you are the weatherman of the year. You're better than Span. And which isn't really hard to do, but you're better than Span. And then Tide Recruits. Most likely to quote tweet with LMFAO, LOL, or crying faces. So that's the R&R awards. Congratulations to all the winners. There's not actually an award here. You just get a shout out on Twitter once a year that you can pin to your profile or something, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, somebody put it in their bio last year.
And like, Graham did. Yeah, Graham did. He was the new boy of the year.
That's right.
And Graham, it was a toss up between you and Graham this year for Sad Boy of the Year. And I am proud to announce right now that Anthony Day Jesu, Anthony Diggs You, is the R&R Sad Boy of the Year. So very, very, you can put that in your bio.
That's the first thing I'm going to do because I am a sad boy.
Yeah, you're a sad boy sometimes. It happens. It's okay.
It'd be like that. It'd be like this. 2020, you know, 2022.
Right. So you got big fans. You're like a big Italian family, yeah. Right? You got big Italian fan, big Italian plans for Christmas. Do you guys do like lasagna for Christmas?
So yeah, Christmas Day, every dinner we have our my grandmother's Italian sausage and lasagna, right? It's her special recipe of lasagna, and she puts a piece of Italian sausage on each slice of lasagna, and we do more Italian sausage on the side. We do ham, we do mashed potatoes, we do salads. That's kind of our Christmas tradition for dinner. It's and you've had my grandmother's lasagna. It's pretty dang good.
It's elite. It's better than Olive Garden's. I don't give out that award very often, but your grandmother's is better than Olive Garden's because Olive Garden's got like the best Italian food ever.
I'll let her know that. Hey, Reagan, I appreciate you having me on.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Clark. Merry Christmas, Reagan. I hope you all have great holidays. Happy New Year. And I hope to talk to you all again soon.
All right, pal. All right, Clark. What are you doing? What are you doing with your generationally wealthy family for Christmas? How do the rich do it on Christmas?
Well, unfortunately, because most of my family's elderly, we're kind of trying to take it easy in the age of COVID, you know. So, just gonna be hanging out with my aunt, and that's about it. I'm gonna head to Tuscaloosa on Saturday morning to come watch my alma mater play in their bowl game. So, really just a lame Christmas, nothing much, but you know, that's about the gist of it for me.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I can't wait. All right, before you go, all right, what's Liberty going to do to Coastal Carolina this weekend?
It's going to be a high-scoring game. Definitely going to take the over in that one. I think the over is like 59. It's going to be a high-scoring game, but Coastal showed some weaknesses in that game against Troy. Give me the Flames 45-4. I think they're going 45-41. It's going to be high-scoring. Defense is going to struggle. But
I like
Liberty's going to pull it off. Malik Willis is going to have a day. By the way, let me just add, obviously Najee Harris got robbed in the Heisman standings, but come on, they should have shown some love from Malik Willis. I mean, come on, the guy's been a great quarterback all year. Maybe that's just my bias speaking, but I think he has a great day.
I think next year he's going to shock the world.
I would not be surprised. He's a great quarterback. He got a great coach. He's a great, but I think Liberty's going to pull it off and ruin Coastal's undefeated season. I hope I'm right on that one.
Well, I hope so too. I'll see you Saturday. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate having me on. Enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.
And happy Merry Christmas, little guy. All right. Well, that's the R&R Awards. That was fun. We had a good time with the awards. I apologize if you didn't get an award. You know, we'll make them up as we go. If you didn't get an award, I think there might have been a couple other ones. But yeah, there's it is what it is. Some people didn't get an award. I'm sorry. Jonathan Warburton, come on. You don't trigger Clack. Most likely to be the first reply to Josh Klackler's tweet, Jonathan Warburton. James Ludeman, I missed him, but he's part of the Tide 100.9 people. Best up-and-coming radio personality, I agree. Mark Wright, best newcomer to R&R, yep. The belly up guy, Kevin, yeah, you had a bad list of who to follow on Alabama Twitter. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people to do awards. Greg Garner, best Christmas sweater. He already won it. Greg Halsey, he gave me this smoking jacket that I am proudly wearing on the R&R cast tonight. So there's a lot of them. So anyway, so we're going to segue from the awards and we're going to get down to brass tacks. So it's Christmas and my wife is off for the next 12 days. And I can't tell you, I'm excited to spend the next 12 days with my wife. I know people might be surprised to hear that, but I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. So I'm asking her, I'm saying, hey, you know, okay, where should we go? Where should we go for vacation for these, you know, for a little bit? Because we need to get away. I haven't taken a day off since Thanksgiving, and then it was 100 days before that. So I've had like one day off in the past literally 5 months. So I need a break. I can't do violins, but so I'm like, well, let's go to Orlando. Liberty plays in Orlando, right? Liberty's playing in the Cure Bowl, in Orlando. And I was like, let's go to Orlando. Okay. Orlando sounds cool. I love Orlando. You know, it's a great place. I was raised in Orlando. You know, born just outside of Orlando. I'm smoking a Florida sun-grown cigar, which is tobacco from Orlando. I love Orlando. It's great. I think it's a great city. Probably the worst run NBA franchise, but I love Orlando. So I'm like, let's go to Orlando. And because I want to go to Disney. Disney's open up now and I want to go to Disney. Okay. So Disney's got all this COVID warning stuff on their website. You know, if you're this, you know, you got to go. So I'm on Disney's website because Disney sounds fun. I love Disney. I want to see the new Star Wars land, you know, and get on the Millennium Falcon. And I want to do, you know, the Tower of Terror, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain. I don't know if they've changed the ride from Zippity Doodah yet. Or not, but you know, maybe ride that one. I don't know if it's PC to even call it Splash Mountain anymore. I don't know if you can call it that. It's a Small World After Ride. You know, I love that one. I love Disney. Disney's great. The Hall of Presidents. I can see Ronald Reagan, the greatest of them all. You know, it's great. Disney's awesome. I love it. So I'm on the website and it's like health acknowledgement. Okay, COVID-19, you got to wear your mask the whole time. I don't know how that's going to work if you're on rides. You know, how does that work, right? If you were wearing a mask on the ride, well, what if it flies off? What are you, they kick you out because your mask came off on the ride? I don't know. That doesn't make sense. So you got to do the masks. And I'm like, okay, maybe I could get past that. Okay, so then I go to the health acknowledgements. Okay, are you ready for this? All right. So here are the, if you show any of these symptoms, you got to leave the park is what they say. If you have any of these symptoms, you got to leave the park. Okay. If you cannot confirm that you're that all of these are fine, you got to leave the park. Okay. All right. So the first one, fever or chills. Okay. I get that. Right. I get that. You shouldn't go to the park if you have a fever. Okay. That's fine. Cough. Okay. Yeah. I don't like coughing, but people cough, you know, people cough. So, you know, you might cough because you get something stuck in your throat a little bit, you know, and you cough a minute. Like that happened to me yesterday. And I'm like, and that's the thing about 2020 now, right? If you do anything, you feel like, oh my God, people are going to think I have COVID. You know, this like the fear of COVID, right? It's not so much the fear of COVID, but the fear of, oh my God, people might think I have COVID. So I was coughing the other day and I felt terrible because I feel like it's more socially acceptable to fart really loudly in a public place than it is to sneeze or cough. And that's where we're at in 2020. But okay. So shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. Okay, fine. We're good. So we're 3 for 3, right? I'm on 3 for 3 here. Okay. Then I get to the next one. Fatigue. Really? I'm fat. I got a bad back. I haven't been able to work out. Okay. So I'm going to be walking around Disney all damn day. Yeah, I'm going to be fatigued. And then somebody from Disney come up to me and say, oh, sorry, sir. You look a little fatigued. Well, no shit. I'm tired. I've been walking around all day. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm sorry. It's a Christian show. Shouldn't use the swear words. But I'm tired. Okay. Leave me alone. Yeah, I'm tired. Okay. Muscle or body aches. Yeah. Well, I imagine because, again, I'm out of shape and I've been walking all damn day and standing in these lines. And I already have a bad back. So my back hurts all the time. So here we are, muscle or back aches. I'm done, right? So I'm fatigued. I got muscle aches. Get me out of here. The next one, headache. Really? A headache. I'm around screaming little shit children all day. Again, sorry. Mom's looking at me. I'm around all these little screaming children all day. Of course I got a headache. I've got a headache. Yeah, you're right. Then you got nausea or vomiting. Well, I just rode the Tower of Power or the Falling Tower, right? The Tower of Terror. That's a different theme park, babe. The Tower of Power?
Yeah.
What's that one? What theme park is that?
Where you get the power bottoms.
Oh, we don't want to go there. Oh, no Tower of Power. No power towers. Not me. But yeah, I'm riding this Tower of Terror. I dropped 100 stories. You know, I've been riding roller coasters. Yeah, I'm nauseated. And then diarrhea. I mean, come on, really? Diarrhea. Who's going to check this? How are they going to know? And then me and Danny, we'd never be allowed in there because I mean, like that's us, you know, we got the IBS, man. It's tough. It's tough here. And so I don't, anyway, long story short, I don't think we can go to Disney World. But it does sound nice. It sounds great. So we're trying to figure out where we're gonna go, and it's been a hassle, you know. And then we're looking at the bowl game tickets. So you got to buy 4 tickets at a time, you know, to go to these bowl games because, like Clack said earlier, you know, who knows what's going on here. So anyway, so we've got the Heisman Trophy finalists came out tonight. It was kind of weird to me, you know. So we've got these Heismans and, you know, Kyle Trash, he's a finalist somehow. I don't know. You lose 3 games and you're a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. On what world? I mean, like if you're a Heisman winner, you don't lose 3 games because you're the best. you're supposed to carry your team. So you got Kyle Trash, Trevor Lawrence. Oh, yeah. What did he do? Like, if I had an award, it would be most likely to get mistaken for a girl and it would go to Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Larry. Yeah, Trevor Larry. Thank you for reminding me. It's Trevor Larry. You know, Trevor Larry, he's a Heisman finalist. You know, and then Najee Harris finishes fifth. Najee Harris. I mean, the man, any other year, Najee Harris would be a Heisman winner and it wouldn't be close, especially if he got to pad his stats. I mean, but you look at how many other running backs Alabama's had running the ball this year. I mean, Najee Harris has almost 30 touchdowns. Yeah. And then, so in my opinion, it's Mac Jones versus Devontae Smith. Okay. Mac Jones plus 155 betting odds as of this recording, Devontae Smith minus 180. And I really don't know how to go with this one. I don't get a vote, sadly, cause I probably would sell my vote. But that's probably why I don't get one. But if I had to go with it, I don't know. I really don't know, because I feel like Mac Jones isn't who Mac Jones is without Devontae Smith, but I also feel like Devontae Smith isn't who Devontae Smith is without Mac Jones. So it's really tough. You know, it's really tough. You know, they're both great players. And this is what's crazy about it is all three of these guys for Alabama, this is such a historic offensive team, and I hope people recognize it and understand it, that this team is one of the best that Nick Saban's ever had and probably one of the best that he'll ever have. But I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. We did just sign like 6 5 stars yesterday. So they're just wait until Alabama actually starts paying players above the table. You know, when we can actually pay players, if you think it's bad now, just wait till then, because there's not very, like, Georgia's already maxed out, and we've seen what Kirby Smart does with any type of talent, which is jack shit. You know, LSU, they can't keep their coaches around. Ed Orgeron can't even keep his wife around. So, you know, sorry. Florida, Dan Mullen, he's just going to blow it. That's what he does. You know, Dabo's one more, you know, White Lives Matter comment away from being out of college football. You know, so I know there's a lot of people that like Dabo. I'm sorry. But, you know, Dabo is what Dabo is. But when Alabama actually gets to start paying players, oh my God, they might have all the five stars, because at this point, I mean, like, why would you go anywhere else? And that's what I want to know. For a lot of these kids, I'd like to know, why would you go anywhere else if you're a five-star kid? If you go to Alabama, it's like 80% if you're a five-star, 80% that you get drafted in the first round. Just the first round. It's insane. It's such an astronomical number of how good Nick Saban is as maximizing talent. So I can't wait for, like, please let them start paying players over the table. You know, let them do it. Alabama will never lose again. And it'll be more of this like we have this year. Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, and Najee Harris. Who do you want to win the Heisman? I think I'm going for Mac Jones, because I think the quarterback's the most important position on the field. I really do, because he has to get it to everybody. He can't just throw it to Devontae just like everybody might think he does. But he's got to throw it. He keeps the quarterback. He keeps him in the game. He takes him out of the game with his arm. And I think it's the most important position on the field. I'm sorry to those people that think it's something else. But nobody says we're going to go out and take this running back in 2020 or this wide receiver in 2020. It's the quarterback, and it's always going to be the quarterback. And, so I'm going with Mac Jones as my Heisman winner. I think that's just the one. That's what I go for. Love to hear your feedback. You can hop on the Twitter or the Facebook and let me know what you think. But my opinion, and it's probably the right one, is Mac Jones is the Heisman winner. So we are almost done here. I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a fantastic New Year. We are celebrating the best year that R&R has ever had. We are so excited. I am 2020. We're going to look back at it a little bit more next week and reflect on the year that 2020 was, because boy, it was a doozy. And it was something else. And I hope that everybody is safe. I hope you all have a great time with your family. I hope you all have a great time with your friends. I hope that you get all of the presents that you have been wanting. I don't know what those presents are. I don't need to know what those are. I know what my presents I was wanting are. And mine was just for peace and love for the whole world. Because that's how selfless I am. I'm getting some looks from Boom Boom and Mom and Leslie here that calls me full of shit right now. So, but you know, I want all my friends to do well. That's a big Christmas wish of mine. I want all my friends to do well. I want everybody to have a great time and I want everybody to be happy. It's been so tough this year for people to be happy. And I hope everybody is happy. I hope everybody has great food. You know, that's important too. I think that that's very important. Food is the most important thing. And let's hope that we make it through the next 7 days with not a lot of problems. I hope that everybody hope everybody is safe. I can't say that enough. I hope everybody is safe. Pam Ratliff is on this. Let's go. Pam, I don't know if you guys know Pam. You should follow Pam. She's hilarious. Pam gets the Twitter Mom of the Year award. And honestly, she, like, if we had a roast of me or a roast of anybody, I hope Pam would be on it, because Pam is a roast master. Oh yeah, she roasts people like nobody's business. I never seen anybody get roasted like the way Pam roasts people sometimes. And it's hilarious. It is actually hilarious. So I hope you all had a great time today. I rambled on a little bit, but we had the R&R Awards. Next week, we'll have the top 25 cigars of the year. And we'll probably do some bourbon stuff. And then we'll have some more guests next week. But it'll be a fun time. And until next weekend, I hope everybody has a very merry, happy Christmas and a fantastic new year. And I hope that all of your dreams come true.